Joe Levy, welcome to Word of Mouth.
Good to be here.
Music is so subjective. Billboard is all about the numbers. So looking at the current Billboard chart, would you say songs about heartbreak or love are more popular at this moment?
Well, right now, as we're talking, love is in the lead. Love is slightly in the lead, but love is in the lead on this week's Billboard Hot 100.
Well, I'm a love advocate, so that's good.
Okay. I am a lover, not a fighter, so I will not get into it with you on that right now. I will say we've got two very different kind of love songs in the one and two spot. Katy Perry's Dark Horse, which is a sort of, do you want to be in love with me? Make up your mind, because I will do fantastic, magical things with you. And Beyoncé's Drunk in Love, which I think also involves fantastic, magical things. Love as an inebriatory experience. And that's the one in two songs in the country right now. At number six is the most heartbroken song I can think of in recent memory, and that's Passengers' Let Her Go, which is about all sorts of disappointments in life, but principally about romantic disappointment.
Yeah, and it picks up on that you never miss your water until your well runs dry kind of old trope that we've been hearing in love songs, or not in love songs, for a long time.
Yeah, I think that one goes back to the Madrigals, although I'm not an authority on medieval music.
You only need the light when it's burning low. Only miss the sun when it starts to snow. Only know you love her when you let her go. Only know you've been high when you're feeling low. Only hate the road when you're missing home.
Historically speaking, do love songs or songs about heartache tend to be the chart toppers?
Well, they're both chart toppers. The love songs are a little bit in the lead. Billboard.com is putting out Valentine's Day lists of both love songs and breakup songs. And, you know, songs like Endless Love, it's a classic, 1981, number one for 9 weeks. I'll Make Love to You by Boys to Men, number one for 14 weeks in 1984. But the breakup songs like Unbreak My Heart, We Belong Together by Mariah Carey, those are just as strong when it comes to topping the chart.
Billboard has a number of different charts. It's a pop, country, rock, R&B. Do love and heartache make for good material across genres?
Oh, yeah. I think it certainly does. I think that the subject is a universal. It doesn't really matter what genre you're in. It doesn't matter what genre you're a fan of or what kind of artist you are. We've all experienced this. And almost any artist you can think of or name has had a song about one or the other. I think really everybody has, except for Metallica. And now a Metallica fan is going to write in or call in and tell me about the great Metallica love song that I don't remember.
Myself this way. Life is ours, we live it our way. Only these words I don't just say, and nothing else matters.
I will say, when you think about heartbreak, you think about country.
Mm-hmm.
And when you think about love songs, I think that you tend to, at least if you're me, think about smooth R&B.
Yeah.
And maybe Smokey Robinson, Marvin Gaye. I mentioned Diana Ross, Boys to Men. As you look at those top love songs on the Billboard lists, you are looking at a lot of R&B artists. Whitney Houston, I Will Always Love You, number one for 14 weeks. How Deep Is Your Love by the Bee Gees, number one for just 3 weeks in 1977. And in these chart toppers, there are a few rock songs, but we're really talking about, say, Wings singing Silly Little Love Songs in 1976 and topping the charts for 5 weeks. Otherwise, this is a list dominated by R&B.
Okay, we understand why people love love songs, but why do you think they're so enamored of songs about heartbreak? I mean, do we love to wallow in our misery?
It's not quite the way it feels to me. I like to know that there's somebody else who felt the same way. When I hit that moment, I love to hear that song that says it all for me. So I don't know, maybe I don't have to bore my friends by saying it all again.
Is there one that says it all for you, the heartbreak song?
I guess there are two that I've turned to in my moments of heartbreak. There's a classic New Orleans R&B song by Irma Thomas called It's Raining.
Oh,
it's
one
of the most heartbroken songs in existence. And I have been known to, going way, way back when you had needles on turntables, I have been known to move the tone arm back on that one, 10 or 15 times in a row.
It's raining so hard.
How about for the love song, where have you dropped the tone arm when you're in those first beautiful throes of love?
I like a Smokey Robinson song called Cruisin', which is about driving around, listening to the radio and, getting involved in other amorous situations, perhaps in the car. I just think it's one of the sexiest songs out there. And unlike, say, a Marvin Gaye song like Let's Get It On, it's a love song. So you could listen to that with someone else and, I don't know, maybe in the early stages of your romance, not be embarrassed. It wouldn't be like, hey, guess what I'm thinking about doing? It would be like, let's just drive and listen to this beautiful love song. And then I'm a big fan of Madonna's Crazy for You. Because I'm a big Madonna fan in general, and that song is awesome.
Joe Levy, thank you so much for weighing in today.
Oh, good to be here.
Joe Levy, editorial director for Billboard.
It's all brand new. You feel it in my kiss. I'm crazy for you.
Well, you waited patiently, and the results are in. What makes for a better song? Love or heartbreak? We asked you for your favorites in either category. Then we counted those votes and whittled them down to two finalists. Now we are ready to announce which one of those wins, the lovers or the criers. But first, a brief moment to introduce our finalists. Representing for love songs, Etta James, At Last.
At last.
And fighting for heartbreak is Bill Withers' Ain't No Sunshine. Interestingly enough, his song Just the Two of Us was a brief contender for Best Love Song, but I digress.
Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. It's not warm when she's away. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone.
And now the winner is...
Sunshine when she's gone. Only darkness every day. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. It's his house just ain't.
Thank you to everyone who voted in our entirely unscientific poll. You can take a look at how we whittled down the winners on our website, wordofmouthradio.org. And thank you for proving out another lyric from a very old song, that falling in love is just the first stage of the blues.
Anytime she goes away.
There's more word of mouth coming right after the break. Please stay with us.